This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement is due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The old office pool is what's going on in here. We got him up here, and
I got to send in a correction.
Oh, you got to send in a correction. Dug down and looked at a correction.
Found a correction on mine. Got to get it right, boss man.
I know Tyler's in bad shape after.
I don't know how similar my paper one is to my digital one.
I remember your paper one had A&M going deep.
I had that on the digital one, too.
Like, real deep. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, say it up here.
I mean, you got A&M and Houston in the final.
Yeah, you got them in the final. That's right. You have Wisconsin in the final, don't you?
I mean,
you?
Were you trying to win?
Yeah.
You have Wisconsin in the final, right?
I did.
Were you trying to win?
Well, yeah.
Them Badgers.
They almost came all the way back.
Yeah.
My man Tanji just got that one piece of hair that hangs right here.
Hell of a name.
Oh, John, one piece of hair. Another one of these fellows who's been to about three schools. Went to Missouri last year, didn't play. All right, Clint, when you were out, Trent Brown, which to me was, again, they are signing these tackles. Not as many on the interior were, you know, it felt like it was more the issue, but now, like, they signed Trent Brown, who, if you forgot, nine-year veteran. He played three games with the Bengals last year. He tore his patella tendon, so that's kind of one to watch with his injury. But he had good years with the Patriots, the Raiders, played with the Niners. And Luke, you missed it. Luke came out the gates smoking fire, and he said he thought that he thought Trent Brown was a better tackle than Cam Robinson. So.
Oh my God!
And then when posed the same question with Titus Howard, he took too long with his answer. So it was a struggle for me there as well. But
holy smokes!
They signed him after signing Cam Robinson earlier in the week, and obviously they traded Laremy Tunsil. But now at this point, they've got Titus, who is a starting tackle, Blake Fisher, who started the tail end of the year last year, including multiple playoff games. Cam Robinson, who has 101 starts at left tackle in his career, including starting the last 2 years at left tackle in Jacksonville and Minnesota. And now they add Trent Brown as well. All these tackles. Where is this taking you with the Trent Brown signing?
Well, look, this is the direction that I think it's first and foremost to me is D'Amico and Nick Cayley, they have got to be sick and tired of playing guys out of position due to injury, right? Like, the depth across the board last year was very, very suspect, right? I mean, across the board. One would say the starting lineup, the starting five was suspect across the board. But the reality of it is your depth was a major problem, right? And what I see him going out and doing now, Trent Brown, at his age, and at his size, he may not be able to give you but six or eight games. right? But you've got, and maybe he can give you a full season. I don't know. But when you look at the tackle depth right now, I mean, you're two injuries away from Nick Broeker having to back up a guy at tackle. Remember that last year? I mean, you got Titus Howard bumping down and playing guard, and you got Broeker potentially, you know, who is, I'm guessing maybe he was just the best suited to try to play tackle, but I'm pretty sure that he's a guy that needs to be inside, right? He was one injury away from needing to play tackle at a time when you needed it. You needed him to be a backup guard, right? And so, you know, your guard situation, you look at, I mean, you had to move Titus Howard down there because the depth at your guard situation, your guard positions was thin, right? Was suspect. So I think to me, with all of these moves at the tackle position, and even the moves interior wise, again, I think
it's. Are you just surprised it's more at the tackle position than it has been?
Oh, yeah. No question. I'm shocked that there was not bigger splash, more aggressive, riskier moves taken at the interior offensive line position.
They have four tackles now that you could say, am I right on that? Yeah. Four tackles now that could be starting caliber, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, look, but I mean, this has got to be, we're going to create competition. We want to bring in dudes that play the game at a nasty level, even if they do have some flaws and they're not as good pass protection as obviously Laremy Tunsil and even Titus Howard on his best days. This has got to be a depth play.
That's what I was thinking.
And a physicality play, like a mentality every day. Like, how are you wired as an offensive lineman? Like, all of these moves have to first and foremost be, it seems to me, it's more about depth and physicality. Depth and mentality, and how do you approach the game on a daily basis, and how have you had success to date? Are you nasty? Are you a dog? And they're going to hope that pans out better than a bunch of high-paid guys that, as Larry would say, were wearing skinny jeans and posting on Instagram. So that is, we'll see how that plays out, because there's a lot of work to be done inside. I'm blown away with what the decisions that they've made. I don't dislike any.
I'm about
of
to say, are you, how? What do you mean? Are you blown away in a positive manner?
No, just the direction. I mean, you got to remember, we've heard every decision maker in the building over there since the season last year talk about fixing the pass protection from the inside out, fixing the offensive line from the inside out. We heard the head coach when asked specifically, how do you grade offensive linemen? Can they pass protect? And every guy they brought in here, you can argue has struggled recently in the pass protection department. You can argue that every move that they made, none of them were aggressive moves that were, hey man, we got to protect our quarterback at all costs, even if it costs us a little bit more money, and we got to be aggressive early in free agency. Like, none, they didn't do any of that. They didn't do any of that. They've taken their time. They've been super patient. They moved out the best pass blocking lineman that they had on the whole team. They signed a bunch of
bargains.
Yeah, absolutely. Whether it's a 1-year deal or a $2 million deal, a bunch of bargain deals. And most of those bargain deals, the most impressive ones are at the tackle position, right? Even if you give Laken Tomlinson a chance to be like a true blue starting guard, above average starting guard, even if you give that. Even if you accept that, and that's not how I view it. We'll see how it pans out. But even if they think that, you're still a couple of guys short inside.
Yeah.
So yeah, the path to me is more of like, well, I'm like, what the hell's going on? But the actual individuals and the actual like temperament in that room changing. I think they've. I mean,
does this mean that they view Titus as a guard now to you? With all of the tackles that they brought in.
Because I just don't believe. Now, I think if you're going to do that, now's the time to make the decision. Move him in there. Let him play guard. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But I believe that Titus Howard is better suited to be a tackle. And I believe that he'd be one of the better tackles on his team if they'd let him play tackle. I think he's out of position at the guard position. So for that to be a fix and an answer now would be a very interesting move. Be very interesting.
It's definitely on the table, right? I mean, like, on the table.
The numbers will tell you it is. Yeah. It's what's going to happen.
Yeah, because I mean, Blake Fisher and Trent Brown being your swing tackle, that's a lot of swing tackles.
It's
guys that you don't envision that can play multiple positions, right? Like, I don't get the sense that Trent Brown can play others like guard or center.
Well, Blake
Fisher.
The interesting thing is you got a second round pick that has maybe a bright future at the tackle position. And you've got a couple of older players that you signed that even if they are the best version of themselves at this point in time, according to what you paid Titus Howard, you think more highly of him. And now the plan is going to be to bump him inside. The path that they've taken has been really, really interesting to me.
Yeah.
But the guys that they've signed, I think are going to be really, really, really good in a sense of flipping that O-line room.
All right, coming up. Speaking of that, they got a little cash to do some more potential adding more pieces with the cash they still have under the cap. We'll kind of look in what could be options there. But before that, we got some important news for a member of this show. Important news that we've got to discuss coming up next right here live on The Drive.